Dr. John DeMartini.
And so even though we say we have lack, it's because we don't open up our vision and see all of what's around us.
Dr. Joe Vitale.
You know, when everybody starts to live from their heart and go for what they want, they don't go for the same things. That's the beauty of this. We don't all want BMWs. We don't all want the same person. We don't all want the same experiences. We don't all want the same clothing. We don't all want fill in the blank.
You are here on this glorious planet, endowed with this wonderful power to create your life. There are no limits to what you can create for you, because your ability to think is unlimited. But you cannot create other people's lives for them. You cannot think for them, and if you try to force your opinions on others, you will only attract like forces to you. So let all others create the life they want.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
There's enough for everyone. If you believe it, if you can see it, if you act from it, it will show up for you. That's the truth.
If you have any lack, if you are prey to poverty or disease, it is because you do not believe or do not understand the power that is yours. It is not a question of the universe giving to you. It offers everything to everyone. There is no partiality. Robert Collier.
The universe offers all things to all people through the law of attraction. You have the ability to choose what you want to experience. Do you want there to be enough for you and for everyone? Then choose that and know there is abundance of all things. There is an unlimited supply. There is so much magnificence. Each of us has the ability to tap into that unlimited, invisible supply through our thoughts and feelings and bring it into our experience. So choose for you, because you're the only one who can.
Lisa Nichols.
Everything that you want, all the bliss, all the joy, all the love, all of the abundance, all of the prosperity, it's there, ready and waiting for you to grab a hold of it. Now, you got to get hungry for it. You have to want it. You got to be intentional. And when you become intentional and on fire for what you want, the universe will deliver you every single thing that you've been wanting. Recognize the beautiful and wonderful things around you and bless and praise them. And on the other side, the things that aren't currently working the way you want them to work, don't spend your energy faulting or complaining. Embrace everything that you want so you can get more of it.
Lisa's wise words to praise and bless the things around you are worth their weight in gold. Praise and bless everything in your life. When you are praising or blessing, you are on the highest frequency of love. In the Bible, the Hebrews used the act of blessing to bring forth health, wealth, and happiness. They knew the power of blessing. For many people, the only time they have blessed someone was when they sneezed, and so they have not used one of the greatest powers to their full advantage. The dictionary defines blessing as invoking divine favor and conferring well-being or prosperity. So begin right now to invoke the power of blessing in your life and bless everything and everyone. Likewise with praising, for when you are praising someone or something, you are giving love. And as you emit that magnificent frequency, it will return to you 100-fold. Praising and blessing dissolves all negativity, so praise and bless your enemies. If you curse your enemies, the curse will come back to harm you. If you praise and bless them, you will dissolve all negativity and discord, and the love of the praising and blessings will return to you. As you praise and bless, you will feel yourself shift into a new frequency, with the feedback of good feelings.
Dr. Dennis Waitley.
Most of the leaders in the past missed the great part of the secret, which is empowering and sharing with others. This is the best time to have ever been alive in history. It's the first time we've ever had the power to gain knowledge at our fingertips.
With this knowledge, you are becoming aware of the truth of the world and yourself. My greatest insights into the secret on the subject of the world came from the teachings of Robert Collier, Prentice Mulford, Charles Harnell, and Michael Bernard Beckwith. With that understanding came total freedom. I truly hope that you can come to the place of that same freedom. If you can, then through your existence and the power of your thoughts, you will bring the greatest good to this world and to the future of all humankind.